Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you did that. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. And so congratulations. And you're going to know what I'm talking about when you hear what Tom Markle has to say. Tom is going to make us all smarter. He's the CEO and the founder of iBank.com, an organization that's been helping small business owners get the capital that they need to fund the growth of their business for a long time. And he's here with some very much needed updates on where things are with the crowd with the capital markets. Tom Markle, welcome back to the show.
Hey Jim, thank you very much.
It's good to have you back.
Well, it's been a long time since I've been back.
Well, it hasn't been that long. But one of the things one thing that has been going on though, Tom, is with regard to the credit economy, the credit marketplace, the credit landscape. I feel like that America song. I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. You know, and I know you've been feeling that too with your business. Where do things stand right now? Do you think with small business and credit?
Well, you know, Jim, we've gone through quite a dry spell. As you said, we've started, I think, with the whole capital markets peaked out in November of 2008, right before
seized
the
up.
House of Lehman fell.
Seized up.
Yeah, it seized up in about 2008. It started in March with Bear Stearns falling apart in 2008, and then in November when the House of Lehman fell, and then all of a sudden, pretty much everything dried up, although it was the really right time for people to regroup and try to figure out how the private capital side was coming to bear on small business. And what happened kind of in late 2009, start of 2010, was what were once called hedge funds now became, you know, private lending firms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the rebirth of the GE capital types. And,
right.
So we started to see private money. We started to see a lot of private money people come into our system, sign up to be lenders for the first time in a long time.
Because your bank, iBank.com, your organization, iBank.com, you basically are aggregating lenders and borrowers to help the small business borrowers have access to a range of credit outlets that they wouldn't ordinarily have just sitting there on Main Street.
Well, that's right. I mean, we called everybody from Louis the lender to Wells Fargo and everybody in between. So between credit unions and private capital and Louis the lenders, basically kind of pawn shop people, you know, that we're here for the small business no matter what size, from, you know, $500 to $50 million. Although, you know, we just paid a research company out of the East Coast, Oxford Informations, to take 150,000 of our members. You know, we've got 510,000 members now.
Mm-hmm.
And we took 175,000 of them from 2007 to 2010, and they did a research to find out that our average business has 435,000 in revenues, has 10 employees, and is in the growth and is in the growth mode of their
mm-hmm.
businesses, which means that in the growth mode, you're needing, you know, capital to
yep.
to feed the machine.
You got to fund the receivables and the inventory.
That's right, one of the things that happened in the credit crunch is that more and more of these private lenders who were coming out of the woodwork were really a bunch of wealthy guys saying, I can't make money at 0.5% in money markets. The stock market's, you know, a 4% return. How do we generate more revenue? So guys would put $1 million, four or five guys would get together, put $1 million in the pot, and they'd make loans up to $250,000. And what they were really doing is looking at the five C's of credit, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
You used to be, all you had to do prior to 2009 is just fog a mirror and go get your credit score, and you got the loan. So if your credit score was over about a 630 credit score, you were able to get funds.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What happened after that is slowly we started to look at the character. What's this person's character other than just credit? They may have good credit, but that's just not everything. Do they have good character? Are they paying their bills on time? Are they treating their people well? You know, do they have a good reputation in their industry?
Mm-hmm.
The second thing was capacity. You know, they may have good borrowings and good debt, but it may be too much. They don't need any more. They're not doing a good job managing what they've already got. So they're looking. They were looking for more profitability, you know, more margin. The next thing was cash flow. Is the cash flow decent enough to pay the debts that they've currently got or will sustain in the future? And the last one is collateral.
Right.
And this is probably the biggest one of all. Not only did you have to have good credit and good character and good capacity and good cash flow, but you have to have collateral.
Tom, hold on to that thought. When we come back, I want Tom to delve into this a little bit more, folks. As you know, we've covered these before, but it's been a while. It's worth noting. These are the elements. These are the issues that lenders of all stripes are looking for when they loan you money. 20 Till, right back with Tom Markle. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.